I was so heartbroken because Chemic Soccer has been with me for my entire 4 years, and soccer was my only sport for Midland Chemic during my senior year. This was my time. This was my season.
Thank you so much for hitting the play button on your favorite listening device of choice from wherever you listen to podcasts. My name is Duff Tyler, and this is episode 29 of A Duff Said. The Midland girls soccer team has won 52 games in the last 3 years. They've also collected 3 straight district titles. 2 years ago, they finished one win shy of going to the state finals. But any hope of getting back to that stage this season was wiped out earlier this month when the MHSAA made the decision to cancel all spring sports for this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. A big contributor to the Chemic's success was senior Taryn Vielma. Taryn was captain of the team as well as a member of the All Saginaw Valley League academic team. As you're about to hear, it's been tough not being able to play her favorite sport. But she's about to embark on a new journey, one that just might put her on the front lines of medical research. Our salute to senior series continues as my conversation with Taryn Vielma starts now. Before we get into soccer, I want to ask you, how are you and your family doing during this time?
My family and I are doing well. My mom is currently working at home on her office, which is set up on our dining table. And I have been pretty busy with online schooling. My teachers have been very understanding, and we have all really made a good adjustment to the online standards. I've been trying to keep active with my schooling and working out every now and then and annoying my cats. I have 2 cats at home, and I think they're really enjoying all the attention.
Yeah, I'm sure they're enjoying having you at home more often.
Right, yeah. Busy during the days and when I'm at school and all of my after-school activities. I'm never home, it seems like.
Yeah, what has this been like for you trying to adjust to this new normal?
It's been tough. I have to tell you, it's been tough not doing anything, not being able to give back to my community or volunteer anywhere. This springtime is usually the busiest part for me with soccer, obviously, and band and all of my other activities. Being part of the commencement committee at my school for our graduation ceremony, we've had to really brainstorm and get creative with how we're trying to adjust to the executive orders and how we would want to get a ceremony done. And I'm really not being face to face with my teachers academically as well, and my principals and our administration. I'm a people person, so it's kind of hard because I'm an only child, and I don't have really anyone to communicate with at all times. But I'm hanging in there. I'm trying to stay in contact with my friends and my teachers as best I can.
Now, in addition to all that, is there something that you have found, like a hobby or an activity, that's kind of taken up some time helping you cope through all this?
Yes. I have been doing something called a microbiology coloring book. And I've been coloring different scientific processes and viruses on those things because that is my future. I want to go into infectious diseases and studying all of these things. So I've been doing some art on that, keeping busy with school, as always, and working out in my basement and going on runs outside. When it's beautiful, I'll probably go on a run a little bit later today. And honestly, just trying to stay in contact with my friends and FaceTiming them and reading and all of that. I found ways to keep busy.
When you talk about the microbiology part of all this and the people that are dealing with this infectious disease, when you see people like Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx on TV, what do you find inspiring about them?
I love looking at different perspectives on things, and it seems like every scientist and doctor that is interviewed, they really bring a different perspective in how they view infectious disease and all of their efforts. These incredible healthcare workers and researchers are just around the clock just trying to find a cure, and there's so many different ways that can be go about, and it's really inspiring because that essentially is what I want to do with my microbiologist and work for the CDC, and just it's really interesting seeing all their perspectives and how they were educated when they share their career path and their educational path. It's really interesting in seeing how they got where they are.
Now, was this something that you were interested in before the pandemic hit?
To be honest, I have been looking at scientific research for ever since I always loved science. So I decided around in middle school that I didn't want to be a doctor. I wanted to go along research. I didn't want to deal with patients. I wanted to cure thousands of patients around the world with the research that I potentially can conduct. And I always am like, put me in a hazmat suit, give me a microscope. I always loved doing those kinds of things. And so I would say that I was definitely interested in the microbial world before this pandemic occurred, but it's really being a senior of class of 2020 and having all these experiences taken away or postponed or canceled, it's really, I feel that I am more motivated and have a bigger drive to really future and prevent these global pandemics and diseases so no one else can really suffer from this as much as I have.
I always get inspired whenever I see kids talking about wanting to take an interest in science. I have told kids many times that, you know, my job is really cool. I'm in broadcasting. I get to meet people. You're a people person too, like you said. So I get to interact with the community. But when you can do something like science that can really benefit mankind, that's the direction that I would love to see more kids go. So I am thrilled that you are taking an interest in that and wanting to go as far as you can with that. And I wish you all the best with that.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Let's talk a little bit about soccer now and your time at Midland High School. You played soccer and you also played volleyball. Can you put your finger on which sport was your favorite?
I've played both sports for many, many years of my life, soccer my entire life, but if I had to choose one sport, it was soccer, and I actually chose soccer, if you wanted to call it that. I played volleyball my freshman and sophomore year, but I made the difficult decision to not try out my junior year so I could go back to travel soccer and really further my skill and knowledge of the sport. So I would have said that soccer is my number one.
When did you first take an interest in soccer?
I started soccer when I was 4 years old. And of course it was on those little fields when the 4-year-olds would run back and forth. But I think that as I grew up throughout the years, I really embraced soccer by watching it on TV, watching the World Cups and all of the older players. And I was very inspired by them and the game of soccer, not just physically, but I love the knowledge of soccer. I love watching it, and it's kind of like mathematics or the science behind soccer as well. I think that I just loved staying active with soccer. I loved the culture of soccer and how it brings the world together. And it's just something that I will never, ever give up in my life. I will definitely continue playing soccer.
When you were talking about the people that inspired you along the way, who were some of those individuals?
Oh, I really loved watching the U.S. Women's National Team and all of their successes. Some of my favorite ones are Kristen Press. She's currently on the team. Carly Lloyd and Alex Morgan, Tobin Heath. They all bring a different element of soccer that I really loved.
When you get to Midland and you're on the varsity roster, how much of their game did you try to emulate on the field for the Chemics?
So I was on the varsity roster my sophomore year, and my freshman year I definitely was really interested and I had a drive to make varsity sophomore year. And I loved my very first game. I remember our game was snowed out, so we had the opportunity to play at the Tri-City Sports Complex in Auburn, the Dome. And it was definitely a different pace, and I have played there before for Winter League, and I just loved the different pace of varsity. I remember going in, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is a different level. And especially Midland High Soccer, we definitely pride ourselves with the pace that we can make and the levels that we've played at. And so I definitely had to step up really early in my soccer career. And just throughout the years, I've had some incredible teammates and former captains that I really looked up to with not only how they played, but how they led the team as well. And so being a player, I always wanted to be a leader by learning a bunch of new positions and being very adaptable and coachable. But I also incorporated that in how I led the team and how I wanted to inspire my teammates to keep an open mind and to play other positions and to really embrace their time on the team. And if they weren't on the team yet, to really look forward into their future and how they could play at that level someday.
So you make a lot of friends on the team. You have a lot of people that you look up to. You got some great relationships that have come out of this. What did you enjoy most about the time that you got to spend with them?
I really, really, really enjoyed the experience of our playoff runs my sophomore and junior year. I really loved the different levels that we were playing at and how we were kind of pampered with the coach bus, the charter bus, and just, you know, all the support from our school. And when we would enter on those fields, these fields were incredible. They were taken care of very nicely. There were a bunch of TV cameras, a lot of people being interviewed, and big MHSAA signs. And it was just a whole different level. And that was, I just could not believe that I was playing at something that big. And just even in preparation for those games, the practices got different. We were all very focused, and my coaches were very helpful with getting us to realize that this is real. We are making a name for Chemic Soccer. In the 2018 season, my sophomore year, it was the first time and the farthest that we, Chemic Soccer, has gone since the 1980s. And we were really looked up. We were making history for Chemic Soccer, and that was just such an amazing experience. And I'm going to miss it a lot, but I'm glad that I'm so blessed to have been able to experience that.
What was it like, that game against Grand Blanc in 2018? I know it was a close loss for you guys, but like you said, you got to go on a big stage and you got to have so much fun with your friends. What was the biggest takeaway from that?
Definitely, the biggest takeaway was we had been undefeated that season so far, and we were really excited to keep advancing in the tournament. And we knew that we were up against a tough Grand Blanc team, and it was the biggest takeaway for me was knowing that even though we did lose that game, we still had so much support. I remember seeing the Chemic baseball team and a bunch of different Chemic families and friends just supporting us on the bleachers, and that just made it so much better. There were people with cowbells and just ringing, and the energy was so nice. And even though we did lose that game and it ended our season, it just, it really reflected on how our entire season as a whole went and how much people were proud of us and how we really made a name for ourselves. And it was just something incredible I had never experienced before. I loved every single second of it during warmups and during, and just the cameras coming over our team huddle and just recording us and seeing that on the TV later. It was just like, oh, I was there. I was in that game. The coaches, just everything. Like, it was really a different competition. And yeah, I just really enjoyed it.
And then we get to your junior year. You guys have another great season. You went 19-3-2, and you made it all the way to the regional finals. And that's where you ran into a really tough team from Grand Rapids, Forest Hills Central, another 2-0 loss. But again, another great run for you guys. So you really helped put Midland on the map as far as soccer goes and making it a powerhouse again. You know, what are some things that you're most proud of that you accomplished in your time at Midland High School with the soccer team?
I think definitely I loved having a challenge. I loved that we were playing against teams in the Grand Rapids area, near the Detroit area, playing against those teams. I had played against those teams in some of those girls in travel, but playing them with the Midland High badge on my jersey and just really trying to represent my school and saying we can compete. We are a Mid-Michigan team that is on that level, and just really meeting all those coaches and those players and seeing how different their style was and the different paces that we would play against. And you know, I have to shout out my goalkeeper, Maya Etienne, for really, really responding to their shots and their different play calls and everything. And she did incredible. And we were really supported by her. And just, we were all just really connected because we were all challenged, every single level of us. And we just, it's something unforgettable.
You got to be the captain of the team. What was it like for you to know that you're going to be the leader on this team?
It was an incredible honor. I remember Coach Rico Barassi, he told me in the summer, he said, you're a senior. This is your time to shine. It's your time to be a captain. And he knew I have a lot of leadership experience through student council and drum major. And he thought I was very fit for the position, and I just really wanted to embrace this team as my own. And just, I got him going with conditioning. We started in November, and I took it upon myself to create and organize indoor soccer futsal teams and our indoor winter league. I was just so excited. I was like, we need all the opportunities we can get to play together, because we lost so many seniors last year. A lot of them graduated and moved on, and we really had to make a new identity for Chemic Soccer. And that was upon me and the other captains to really encourage them and get motivated and enthusiastic about this new team, this new identity of Chemic Soccer. And we had a name. We had to keep our name up there. We were going to try for the 4th consecutive district title, and we have a lot of goals. We're a really goal-oriented program. And so with all of those opportunities through the winter of us playing together, I really tried my best to keep the players positive, and we really built a sense of camaraderie, and the positivity and team chemistry is huge for me. So that was something that I really tried to focus on. And we were getting a lot of new players, and some of them were really talented. And I really just wanted to fold them into the team and to really give them a warm welcome and to make everyone feel included. Inclusion is a huge aspect of my leadership qualities. And I just was so excited to bring a new identity to Chemic Soccer.
And so when you get the news that the spring season was ultimately going to be canceled, what went through your mind?
Honestly, I was so heartbroken because with all of the times that we were just getting started, we had a really successful winter league season at the Auburn Dome. We were undefeated already. Like, we just were building so much momentum, and the girls were getting so excited. I was getting excited as well to lead this team and to lead this new sense of chemistry and positivity. And it was like just shot through the heart. I was so heartbroken because Chemic Soccer has been with me for my entire 4 years, and soccer was my only sport for Midland Chemics during my senior year. This was my time, this was my season, and a lot of my friends were really supportive, and they were like, oh, we can't wait to see the soccer team this year, you've been such a good captain so far. I was getting a lot of compliments, but I was just really, really excited for the girls and for the team, and for our coaches and just our whole program. We were going to bring a new thing to the table. And I was really disappointed with the season being canceled.
Yeah, I can tell listening to your voice that there is still a lot of disappointment. How have you been able to cope with that?
Honestly, I have been just trying to keep up my soccer in my backyard and just trying to stay hopeful with soccer, because it's something that I hold very close to my heart, and I never want to let go of it. So just playing those soccer in the backyard and really reminiscing on our soccer team years and seasons previously. I've been watching a lot of old huddle film, and I've been reaching out to my other travel soccer players who got robbed of their soccer season too, and we've just really been supporting each other, really coming together and seeing what we could have done this year, and just trying to stay positive about that. I've been reaching out to my teammates and saying, hey, if you need anything from me, and I don't know, just staying in contact with those people that I would have been seeing every day. That's kind of gotten me through of it.
When we get back to a state that could be considered normal and kind of get back to where we were, what's the first thing you would like to do?
Honestly, I would really like to just hug all my teammates, and we got medals and trophies from the Auburn Dome League, and I want to give them all their trophies for our quote-unquote undefeated season so far, and just give them what we deserved and what we worked hard through in the winter, and just kind of just support them and say, hey, you know, I know that this is not how we planned it to be, but let's focus on what we did and the initial point in our chemistry, and let's all just come together and just support each other.
I know you've talked about how you want to get into microbiology. What are some of your other future plans?
So as far as furthering my education, I will be going to Michigan State University to pursue a degree in microbiology. I'll be studying through their Lyman Briggs College of Science and their Honors College. So that's what I will be doing through my undergrad, hopefully getting research opportunities. And then I will pursue a graduate degree to get a PhD. And hopefully, however long that takes, I will be working at a federal or a really good research facility studying infectious diseases.
That is just amazing and inspiring to hear you say that. Taryn Vielma, thank you so much for making the time this week on our Salute to Seniors edition. I wish you nothing but the very best for you as you head on to Michigan State University, and I hope you do get that goal of someday working for the CDC or some other federal research facility. In fact, I'm going to take it a step further here. I'm going to raise the stakes just a little bit. I'm going to say that someday you're going to make a huge breakthrough in the field of microbiology, and that's going to land you on the cover of Time magazine. And when that day comes, I want to make sure I got a copy of that for you to sign for me.
Okay, yes. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Likewise. Taryn Vielma, thank you so much. Best of luck moving forward.
Thank you.
And now, here's who we have lined up for our next edition of our Salute to Seniors.
I was just like, oh my goodness, like, I won't have a track season or a tennis season now. I won't have either. And so I think that was definitely a very whoa moment, how we won't even be going back to school and or like graduating in June, like at a regular commencement ceremony. So I think that actually took over my thoughts first. And then I was like, wait, sports, I guess they're canceled too. And I definitely was very disappointed.
We have another senior from Midland High School joining us on our Salute to Seniors. Therese Joffrey was preparing for a new sport to add to her already impressive resume this spring, but then the world changed those plans. Now she's got some big plans of her own moving forward. You'll meet Therese Joffrey next week on episode 30 of A Duff Said. If you know of a senior athlete that did not get to participate in spring sports this year and deserves to be recognized, please email me at jty2469@hotmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook and Twitter. Just look for Duff Tyler. Until next time, this is Duff Tyler reminding you that if Duff said it, it must be true, because that's what a Duff said.